Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LaCoux, and we are here in the studio today with Jim and Kathy Stockton from Stockton Farms. And Jim, I believe you're also the manager of the Downtown Green Market, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And I've had you guys on the show before, but just like with, you know, anything that changes with the seasons, farms change with the seasons. You have different growing seasons, different produce. So let's open up with a little bit about that. What's changed since the last time you guys have been here?
Well, what's changed with us at the farm is right now we always look a year ahead of time, to almost 2 years ahead of time, to 3 years ahead of time for breeding and our volume that we're going through. So right now I'm reevaluating how many animals I need for next year and the year after. So It's because there's nothing really left on the farm less than a year. So,
right.
Because it's all pastured and stuff. So
everything turns over and you have new livestock.
Yes.
And what kind of livestock do you guys have?
Oh, we do a little bit of everything. We do, our number one thing is our pigs. Mm-hmm. We raise pigs, we raise cows, we raise turkeys, and we raise chickens, and we raise ducks. And we also have eggs from the poultry also, from ducks and chickens.
Okay.
And we've added goats recently. We just processed one not too long ago and it's already gone. So it's something that I'm moving forward to.
When did this happen? I was not notified.
About 6 months ago. Oh. You know, 8 months ago, I added a few and then I went through them and see how they would do on our farm, how they would intermingle.
And they're gone, so obviously.
It's gone, but yeah, I have more right now, but they're not ready to be processed, so.
Okay, well, you know, you got my number. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Yeah, right. One thing about goat people don't understand is the protein and the nutrients that are in goat. It gets one of those bad names, but it's, you know, it's really good.
It's delicious.
Yes.
I will definitely say that. Very, very good. So with all of the different changes in the season, as far as like what you offer with different kinds of sausages, I know when I was at the farmer's market last weekend, I got a beef heart from you guys, which I'm always happy to get because they're incredibly delicious. So if you haven't tried beef heart, go and talk to Jim and Kathy Stockton, but just don't buy mine. So, yeah. But yeah, what other kinds of products have you come out with since the last time you were here?
Well, we do all of the organ meats. We do everything from hearts on all the animals, from the hearts to the livers to the chickens. We do the gizzards and stuff. And then we also offer the bones, the backs of the chickens, from the beef to the pork. I have people that are wanting big knuckle bones to everything to help. The big thing right now, I've been going through a lot of the fats for lard. Which a lot of people don't know the health benefits of the lard for you. They think it's a bad thing, but no, it's a very good thing because a lot of people who are not drinking whole milk, they miss the vitamin D, which in the nutrients of the fat, there's a lot of it.
Well, so. And I will say, I went on a trip to London with my mother when I was a teenager, and I always wondered why it was that fish and chips tasted so amazing over there. And, you know, it's good here, don't get me wrong, but just it wasn't the same. And I asked one of the street vendors, I was like, what is the difference? He's like, huh, silly Americans. You fry things in vegetable oils. We fry it in rendered beef fat or lard.
Yes.
And that is the biggest difference. And I replicated that once at home with the rendered beef fat I had gotten off the top of making bone broth. It was hands down the most amazing fish and chips I had ever made. So good. And just the flavor that you get is unmatched by frying it in a vegetable oil or, you know, any other kind of oil you can get your hands on. It's so much better. And you're right. The nutrient density is way better for you.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So if you must have something fried, at least it's, you know, it's the better of two evils.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can also use it in pastries and stuff, you know, if you use different lards in there.
Very, very true. So as far as the Downtown Green Market and the booth you guys have, I noticed, Kathy, you started serving. You guys have like a whole breakfast array of stuff there.
Yeah, we've really come as Jim's cooking abilities are coming into play. We're now doing a breakfast bowl, which a lot of people are into the keto diet. And this is very keto friendly. And what we do a different meat each week and we kind of do it a barbacoa style with. It's just seasoned with peppers and limes, and you let it cook down and get real juicy. And then the way it works is we put a bed of lettuce, and then which is from Waters Farm, and then we do a cauliflower rice that usually has a vegetable in it, some bacon sometimes, just depending upon the meat, the main meat is what we put into the rice. And then we put the meat on top of that and a fried egg on that on top. And then some of the pickled red onions and our roasted red pepper and garlic sauce. And it has truly taken off. I've actually had a gentleman that is now told me that that's his Saturday breakfast every week. He doesn't go anywhere else. Now on Saturdays, he comes to the booth. And also our ultimate breakfast sandwich, which features our pork bacon burger, mm-hmm. and then an egg on that as well. And our barnyard breakfast, we call, which is made with one of Meg's bagels, who was mm-hmm. also at the market. And our breakfast sausage and an egg on top of that. And with our pimento cheese on either of those sandwiches as well. So it's really satisfying to know that people are making this their place now on Saturdays for our breakfast. And as we tell them all, you can have a sausage anytime. So, and they also eat the regular sausage for breakfast as well.
Yeah, that's usually what I get. Yes. I usually get one of the kielbasas.
Yes.
But I will say, though, for anyone out there who has not had a bacon burger from Stockton Farms, get that thing. I'm fairly certain there's some level of crack in that.
They're
incredible.
It's addictive.
Oh, yes.
They're very good.
Well, for those of you who are just joining us today, we're talking with Jim and Kathy Stockton, owners of Stockton Farms. And with produce and things of that nature, I know you guys mainly stick with the different meats and mm-hmm. the farm animals and stuff like that and the eggs. As far as produce goes, it sounds like you couple with a lot of the other farmers on that.
Absolutely.
How does that work for you guys?
It works really good because we involve everybody at the market. We support everybody at the downtown green market. So, and we take a lot of that product home with us also, and we ferment it. We do our sauerkrauts, we do our pickles, we do our red onions, our slaws and everything. And that's growing very, very fast for us to be able to supply that at on our cart at the market. So the support of the different farmers is phenomenal. And we do grow some of it ourselves at the farm for ourselves. So to be able to do that, a lot of that too. But
and what's nice in using the produce that the other vendors have, we can say to the customer, I made mm-hmm. this dish with, you know, this from Waters Farm, this from, you know, Bradley, or this from Pomona Hill. So you kind of involve everybody within the market. And then the customer then knows they can go to those stations, the other booths, and get the same thing and make mm-hmm. it at home as well.
Well, and yeah, that's a really important concept because, mm-hmm. you know, you go out to a restaurant and you may have this really great dish, but in a big way, there's really no achievable way for you to make that at home right. because, you know, all of these foods are coming from different places around the United States, sometimes mm-hmm. even from around the world, and you just don't have access to get those things. And just to know that all of it is coming from your own backyard.
Right.
Yeah. And what's nice about it is we really push the idea of celebrating local foods that are seasonal, which mm-hmm. allows you when you're at the market to learn how to cook and how to do things with what's available. You're not going to the store to buy what's not here.
Yeah.
And this helps you cook with seasons, which helps support the farmers, which that's what we do tremendously ourselves as farmers. We support the other farmers by doing that.
Well, and also from a health coach perspective, it helps support your immune system.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, because when you're eating things that are growing within a 100-mile radius of where you live, mm-hmm. you're eating food and you're eating animals that are perfectly adapted to the environment that you live in. And it actually makes a really big difference in how your body processes yeah. that nutrient. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it is a really important concept yeah. to push, not just from a community support standpoint, mm-hmm. but even from a personal health standpoint.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, you talk about a lot of having organ meats and mm-hmm. things like that. One of the biggest things that I hear from clients is, oh, but how do you cook that?
Yes.
What do you do with that? What is one of your personal favorites that you can give, shed some light on?
It's a lot of it is all of it, really, because I can take each of those organ meats. But I do like the livers mm-hmm. of any of the animals. Mm-hmm. And it's a real quick story is Kathy's mom growing up. She's from 11 kids. So Kathy is. And so none of them like liver, only her dad. So I got the phone call every time we were having liver is mm-hmm. I'm doing liver for dad. So it's always been one of my favorites, but it's so simple. People don't realize it's just a quick saute with it, with the onions, and you can use the bacon and you basically can add a little bit of balsamic vinegar to it. And you basically make a glaze out of that. And there's your meal. It is so good. Top it off a little bit of, you know, Italian parsley or whatever you would like. And it's really good. So, but that's a real quick one, you know, but mm-hmm. it's never ends with any of them. So
It just depends on what you want to do, what kind of flavors you want. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine to some extent, like what nationality, cuisine
you're doing. Yes. Yeah. And it's so versatile, you know, because I do pasta dishes with the livers. I do pasta dishes with the hearts, you know, and stuff like that. So.
And as far as looking into what it takes to get organ meats, because I know we touched on this the last time you guys were here, but, you know, it was a really important part of, you know, spelling out how healthy your animals really are.
Yes. It's all with the husbandry of the animals. Mm-hmm. It is keeping them healthy. It's, they're so clean because everybody, we're all your, if all the chemicals that they would eat, that there's none on our farms, that that goes to all your organs. That goes to, because it filters it, you know? So when it makes us so happy, when we go to process the animals, we get every bit of them back. I don't know, like I said before, I don't know when the last time I did not get an organ meat back. And that just from the health of the animals, they pass. And that's such a blessing for me because people are using it for baby food. You know, they're using it to feed themselves. They're, those things have really taken off for us. So.
And that's really, really important. I actually had a client recently who I sent over to get meat from you guys that, I don't think you know this. They had talked to me about since they had moved to Tennessee, they were having issues eating meat and they could not, they couldn't eat meat anymore. And it was giving them all kinds of gastrointestinal issues and things of that nature. And, you know, one of the things I found out in conversation with them is that they were allergic to penicillin. So I asked them where they were getting their food. And what it boiled down to was they were microdosing themselves with penicillin because it was actually in the feed of the animal that they were eating.
Yes.
And they were getting it in that way. And I told them, I was like, you don't have a problem with meat. You have a problem with what's being done to it.
Right.
This is where you go to get your food. They're fine now. Haven't had an issue since. And most people don't realize that when they're having an issue with a food, 9 times out of 10, it's not the food. It's what was done to it.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, it drives the point home of know your food, know your farmer. You have to know where it comes from. And having places like the Downtown Green Market where people can source things that are truly organic, that don't have all of these chemicals, pesticides, hormones, steroids, antibiotics, and all of these things pumped into them is a really big deal. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to delve into the role that you guys play in the Seed Fork of the Highlands dinner that they do every year.
Sounds good.
All right. And we'll be right back after this.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LeCoux, and we're here in the studio today with Jim and Kathy Stockton from Stockton Farms. So, Jim, you're involved very, very heavily with Seed Fork of the Highlands, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What exactly do you do there, aside from make amazing food?
It's, what's nice about it is I'm, besides being the Downtown Green Market manager, we have partnered with Seed Fork, which I'm on the board with. And we're basically putting on our next dinner, which would be August. So,
okay. And August
25th, it's a Sunday. It's at 6 o'clock.
All right. So, and this is the fourth one or the fifth?
Fourth year.
Okay. And as far as your involvement with the dinner itself, do we have a menu yet?
Yes, I can let out a little few secrets.
Okay, a little few secrets. All right, let's go.
A few secrets. It's actually with collaboration of with Kitty Phillips, which is a private chef in the area, very good in the community with doing things, and all the local chefs. and plus myself is included. So it's a good thing to put together with all of us that everybody can showcase what they do.
So no secrets yet?
No secrets, yes. Matter of fact, the main course, I'll give you that one. The main course is going to be a braised beef shank, okay, which will be basically served over a root vegetable confit. Mm-hmm. So puree.
We're doing a taste testing next Monday.
Yeah, we'll be tasting it all next Monday.
And where's that?
We can't tell where.
We'll do that off the air with you. We'll tell you.
Okay. All right. Don't worry, guys. On the next show, I'll give you the download. It'll be good. It'll be good. All right. So if you guys have not been to one of the Seed Fork dinners, I can definitely say that the food is incredible. The people are amazing. And also, you know, the fact that everything, like we mentioned before, it comes from our own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is stuff that, you know, the chefs are right there. If you genuinely want some insight on how do I recreate something even just remotely like this at home, I mean, they're right there
for you to talk to.
Answers. Yes.
Right.
And last year I got a lot of questions afterwards for recipes. And I was very grateful. I gave them out to people. I don't care. You know, I share the wealth. So it was very nice because they enjoyed it so much. So,
yeah. And, you know, a lot of times, and I've had this happen before, where, you know, someone will come over to my house and they'll taste something and they'll be, wow, how did you? And I'll go through telling them what the process is. And they're like, that's great. So I'll pay you what, $8?
Exactly. Nobody wants to do it.
Well, and, you know, a lot of these things are really long process. Like, you know, I got 10 pounds plus of tomatoes from everyone at the market last weekend. And when I made pasta sauce, you know, I started looking up how to do this from scratch. You know, there is no tomato paste.
No.
So you're starting with tomatoes and that's it. It was an 8-hour process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And it was incredibly good. And if there's one thing that I learned, it's that the next time I do this, I'm starting with 20 pounds of tomatoes.
Yes.
So you have leftover.
But no, after, you know, the 10 pounds of tomatoes, 10 or 11 or so, you know, I got 4 jars of sauce out of it.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Best four jars you ever have, though.
Yeah. I would like to have 8. So
that's right.
Yeah. But it was a great place to hide vegetables. There was carrots. There was spinach. There was broccoli in there. There was all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah. That's the best thing about it when you do them yourself, what you can get in for your kids and your whole family.
Oh, yeah. I actually even did, and don't tell my husband this, but I put beets in one of them, and he hates beets. Mm-hmm. Oh, he did not notice.
Love the beets.
Yes. So, honey, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I still love you. but yeah, it allows you to play a lot more with it and to hide different things.
Right.
So you can get them in ways you normally wouldn't, which was really, really good. So as far as Seed Fork and the downtown Green Market, you had mentioned some collaboration there. Talk to me a little about that.
Yeah, there's been a lot with us because we basically partnered with them, and it's been nice as we go back and forth. We help with them, whatever we can, they help with us. And coming up, we're hoping that it's almost finalized that we will be doing another night market, a Tuesday night market, which will be on, I believe it's Walnut Street. The old outdoor experience.
Okay.
We'll be setting up there on Tuesday nights to do a night market, which will also entail an online market. So this is all with Seed Fork. And then eventually, hopefully that property will become all of like a food hub for learning, teaching, everything. So, and selling food, local foods. So that's
so we're going to have our own little local grocery store.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's something that we're really looking forward to, you know.
That is going to be incredibly awesome. Mm-hmm. So with the night market and the Tuesday night market, is that going to be something that is going to have some consistency?
Oh, yes. It'll be every Tuesday. And then, which will be nice. And then you'll be able to, as customers, you'll be able to go online, you'll be able to order food also, and then pay for it, and we'll drop, it'll be there ready for you to pick up for people that need to get in and out of town that don't stick around, you know, and be able to do it. And also there's going to be, we're looking on the online market for the downtown is to be able for the chefs to have their section that they can go in and buy local produce, local meats or whatever, and they can check it
out. So they can buy bulk.
Yes.
Oh, that's
be able to help their restaurants.
Awesome.
So this is something that they'll be able to do. So
yeah, because we have plenty of local restaurants in this area that really do have a passion for supporting the community.
Right.
And so to give them the ability to be able to do that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
And as far as the general consumer, anything new as far as things that you have for them?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we right now at Stockton Farms were recently approved to accept SNAP and EBT benefits. And our main goal in applying for that was that so the whole community can have the resource for the organic and natural food that we all benefit from. We want everyone to be able to benefit from it in the community. So Stockton Farms has been approved for about 3 or 4 months, mm-hmm. and we just got notice the other day that the whole market has now been approved to accept the SNAP and EBT benefits. So we've got the approval. Now we just have to get the machine and the coordination of how it works within a whole market. Mm-hmm. So once we do that, then everybody will be able to come to our market with ease and get the good benefit of the organic and the vegetables and the meats and just have a much healthier lifestyle like we've been talking about.
Well, and it makes a really big difference because one of the biggest pain points of purchasing organic mm-hmm. food in a supermarket is the price tag.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, you get a lot more for your dollar when you go to a local farmer's market mm-hmm. and you're supporting your community.
Yeah. People don't realize when you go to the farmer's market and you spend $100, you get a lot of food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a customer post the other day on her Instagram page. She spent $100 and she had all of her food for the whole week. That's mm-hmm. meat, her produce. She even bought a couple loaves of the bread. She had a couple sweets. And for $100, she had everything for a week. So it's the fallacy that you can't come to our market because we're organic and natural and not have enough money
right.
to buy the food because it is all reasonably priced.
Well, and it's, you know, I even put a picture on my business page mm-hmm. last week. It was, you know, the 10 pounds of tomatoes, my 2 gallons of farm fresh milk, mm-hmm. you know, all the meat that mm-hmm. I got from you guys. And then, you know, I had all my herbs and spices that I pulled yep. too. I had greens, I had zucchini, I had yellow squash. I had, mm-hmm. you know, I had so many different things, including, you know, 2 packages of eggs.
Right.
And it was $110. Right. And we're still not through it. And it's Wednesday.
And yeah. I think within that, as Jim was saying earlier, you run into that point of seasonality mm-hmm. where we have to educate the customers that come in as to what the vegetables are this time of year and how you right. cook them and what you do with them. And then in a couple months, they'll change again. So the consumer also has to learn what seasonality means and that you're not going to have that red ripe tomato 12 months out of the year and you're not going to have right. squash in the middle of, you know, December. So take advantage of those foods now and learn that seasonality, which is what we're really trying to do with our promotions at the market this year. Mm-hmm.
Well, and a lot of what I recommend to clients with that is I recommend that they join a CSA because mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, I tell them when you get that box, you have to eat everything that's in that box.
Right.
And so it forces you to try new things. It mm-hmm. forces you to cook things you normally wouldn't cook. It right. forces you to get outside of your comfort zone and really explore what new foods taste like.
Absolutely.
And, you know, nutrition is not just about eating the same healthy thing all the time. It's about mm-hmm. variety.
It's Absolutely. Variety.
Your body needs a whole host of different components in order to function correctly.
Right.
So it kind of drives that curiosity where even if you don't have it, like you normally would go to the grocery store and just mm-hmm. buy 5 things, mm-hmm. you know, if you have to eat whatever's in the box, you don't really have a choice.
No.
So you're gonna force yourself to learn how to cook new stuff, and it's good.
And what's nice about is right now at the market, at the Downtown Green Market, we have been doing demonstrations almost on a regular basis on Saturdays, mm-hmm. which helps seasonality of foods. It teaches people. We took radishes,
mm-hmm.
and we explained what all these different things you can do with a radish. I've done a fermentation class, which mm-hmm. I'm going to do another one. We've done a kefir class. We've mm-hmm. done, you know, it just keeps going. So whatever's in season, we are trying to promote and educate people to help them understand. We pass out recipes. So come by the market every Saturday. We do them at 8:30, quarter to 9 on the Saturday mornings, and we do the demonstrations. So
we're going to go ahead and wrap up here. But real quick, let's get some contact info for you guys. So website, phone number, Facebook, like what you got?
Yes, Facebook. We're under Stockton Farms. Our website is jstocktonfarms.com. And our phone number, our home number, area code 931-268-5378. A cell number, 931-267-3785. And you're welcome to call either number. And also, we'd really like to promote sometimes putting your order in ahead of time. Mm-hmm. If you're on a tight schedule, we're more than happy to do that. And we are in Gainesboro, Tennessee, and we love what we do.
So that's the number I call if I want to jump in on the tasting next
week.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just making sure. Well, thank you guys for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
It has been great having you here. And thank you all out there for listening to Local Matters.